Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. Hello, folks. Thanks for joining us. This is Hal Coleman, host of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. And I am really excited today because I have a guest with me who is going to teach you something extremely valuable about growing your business over the internet. And that guest is none other than the internet audio and video guy, my friend and mentor, Mike Stewart. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Hal. Thanks for having me on the podcast today. And I look forward to sharing some good information that'll help folks understand this world of the internet and Google and how they can use it for their business.
Well, I wish we had hours for you to talk to the people, but we don't. So let's just get right to it.
All right.
You're the video guy. When I owned my pest control business, probably 11 or 12 years ago, you talked me into doing a video blog called YuckyNastyBugFacts.com. Mm-hmm. There was no other pest control company in the world that I know of that was doing video, but you were a pioneer in this, and you taught me how to do it, and I did it, and I started building a list and growing that blog. I began doing videos for my pest control business, and now, 12 years later, as a consultant and a sales trainer, my whole life is built around videos on the internet, thanks to you. But tell us a little bit, just if you will, about yourself and how you came to be what you are. Give us your social proof here.
Well, you know, as you know, because we have a long history, I owned a recording studio and I worked in television and radio for many, many years, starting in 1979, in fact, way before the internet. And pretty much the only way audio and video could be distributed was through broadcast mechanisms like the antenna that sticks out of the ground, or satellite communications. Things like the Superstation TBS was born in the 80s because of satellite television and radio. And of course, you could copy things to a historic thing called videotape and audio tape. And then it became a digital world in the 90s. And then the internet came along.
Those were those things that screamed when they started turning, weren't they? Like,
yeah. Back in the old days, records were on a turntable with grooves. You know, that's how far we've been on. But anyway, the distribution of audio and video took the physical devices of records and CDs and tapes and had to be sent through the mail or shipped and distributed. But now the internet is a powerful way to distribute audio and video content. And it's a whole lot more than that. But the reality is, and I like to quote a good friend of mine, Bob Neal, who's a veteran broadcaster. He said that Ted Turner told him in the 80s that that your content is your oil, and that the new pipeline of the 80s was satellites, which was cable TV and satellite communications. The internet is a new pipeline, and the oil is your content. So the content consumption and delivery, the delivery mechanism has changed, but the want for good content, the want for good information is going to be eternal and evergreen. And so I embrace the internet as a new pipeline. And the difference between today and back then is everybody can distribute audio and video content if they make good content. You're living proof of it. I am as well. So having come from radio and television, the old traditional ways, back when they used to call it terrestrial radio, meaning the signal was broadcast along the land. Now the new pipe, as Bob Neal says, is the internet. Podcasting is a new pipe. The internet connections are now mobile. Everybody has the internet in the palm of their hand with their cell phones and their tablets. So the reach is bigger and better than it's ever been. But the success of that content is for the people willing to create it. And when you have a TV guide called Google, That's essentially all Google is. When I was a kid, when you wanted to know what was on television, you subscribed to a magazine called TV Guide or looked in the newspaper. Well, now people can search Google on their phones or tablets or computers, and they can tune you in if you make great content. And when you do that on a micro level, not on a broad level like radio and television had to do, for very little money, for very little effort, you can reach a worldwide audience, and we're living proof of the fact that we're getting found in Google, watched and listened to on mobile devices and on computers. So we're basically making the oil, the content, and those relationships can turn into responses of business. People calling your phone number saying, you know, I mean, how many times do you hear, I've been watching your videos, I like what you have to say, you obviously are an expert, you're somebody who can help me solve my problem, I'd like to do business with you. And when they say, I'd like to do business with you, you close that into, that's how you make money with it.
Well, that's the model that I use. That's the model that I have worked on, thanks to you and with your help, refined. And it's the exact model that I teach to my pest control clients. You know, you mentioned you have a worldwide audience, and a lot of small pest control companies, maybe even one-man operators, are thinking what I thought when you first said that to me years ago. Why do I want to reach a worldwide audience? I'm in Roswell and Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. I'm a little pest control company. And you said you can reach the guy across the street the same way you can reach the guy across the world with the same message. Mm-hmm. So if you have a small local business, you don't worry about the people in China and the people in Europe and the people in Australia and the people in South America. You worry about the people right across the street who are using the internet. They're using Google, they're going to YouTube, and they're looking for somebody to come and kill bugs and get them out of their home. And if they can watch your videos and read your articles, and when you mention content, that to me is just how-to stuff. You know, go on there and give people how-to, how to keep bugs out of your home, how to keep termites away, how to control mice, what to do in case of bees in your wall. And they read it, they read your good content, they watch your videos, and it just builds an incredibly almost instant trust and credibility with that person. Mm. And they call you and they say, I watched your videos, I want to do business with you. It's as simple as that.
And you know, the worldwide reach is just a given. It's a bonus. And, you know, you say, well, why would I care about anything but people in my local area? Well, like I said, the people in your local area are using Google on their cell phones. In fact, it's even more important for you to have all of this information accessible through Google on a local basis, because 96% of the searches for local businesses, which pest control agencies are made on cell phones. And the beautiful thing...
96% is made on cell phones?
96% of the searches in Google... 96% of the searches in Google are made on cell phones for local businesses.
Wow.
So in other words, your customers are looking for you on a cell phone. So when you create content that satisfies the needs of Google, and that could be a whole nother podcast to talk about satisfying the needs of Google, but when you give Google what they want, which is content and information that is relevant to the words people type in Google, they could type in something like kill yellow jackets. But that cell phone knows it's in Roswell, Georgia, or Anchorage, Alaska, or Sacramento, California. The phone knows where it's at. And when you tag your information based on a local area, they don't even have to type in Sacramento, California, or Roswell, Georgia. That phone knows where it's at. Google knows where you're at. And it will bring up your information, which could be a video, to where you go, hi, I'm Hal Coleman. I know that you're concerned about having a problem with this type of bug. Let me tell you what we do at our pest control company to solve that problem. And then you always have the opportunity in a video or an audio, especially, to tag it with, for more information, call this phone number, check out our website, subscribe to our email newsletter.
The call to action.
And the reality is when you set the tone of that you're the expert in your area for solving the problem, and then you show people an easy way to get in touch with you, your chances of, for absolutely effort and no money, just making the effort of creating this information and getting it properly configured on the internet, the chances of somebody wanting to call you and do business with you greatly increase.
You know, I had a client yesterday who called me. He was so excited. He said, I was doing an inspection for a real estate agent around a house. I found this colony of termites, a lot of activity. And he said, the light bulb went off. He said, I took out my iPhone, took pictures of the termites, made a little video of the termites and the damage. He said, I went out to my truck. He said, I'm sending you this link to this video. I want you to watch it. He went out to his truck, edited it, and within about 10 minutes, he had uploaded this video onto the internet and then sent it. Of course, he just made it up private where nobody could see it, but the person he sent it to, actually unpublished, I think. But he did a video documentary with his iPhone, sent it to the man in his office who was buying the house, and narrated it. And he said, this is just incredible. He said, and I did it. I said, of course you did it. It was easy. But now, you think many of his competitors are doing that? I can tell you none of them are. When you can just go out to a pest control inspection or a home and do a video documentary, turn it into a movie, and send it to somebody anywhere in the world, and a narrated documentary of your inspection. It's mind-blowing. And, of course, it was when I had my pest control business, and now that's what I use in my sales training and consulting business. What you can do with this little phone, incidentally, that's what we're recording this podcast on, is the iPhone.
Absolutely. Well, 4 years ago, there was no iPhone. And I've been teaching, I've been an advocate of making video and audio for the internet since 2001, so almost 15 years. And internet and audio video content, or the oil as Bob Neal calls it, goes down the pipeline. In fact, 75% of the information traveling through the internet is audio and video. And kids don't watch television, they watch Netflix and Hulu. The younger millennials, they are going to get their information through the internet. They would rather watch a video than read a website. So these are the questions every business, especially pest control, has to ask themselves. Are you using video to market your business? Do you use YouTube? Is your YouTube channel full of great videos about how you're a problem solver? If the answer is no to all those opportunities, you're missing a huge opportunity. And the reality is, don't come back with the objection, I don't have the time. There's no excuse. You make the time. In fact, our students actually are made, that's why they're using the iPhone as opposed to a computer and a camera, because it's always in their pocket. And the ability to make this content on the spur of the moment and get it up on the internet has never been easier, faster, or simpler. So that's why I'm an advocate of getting an iPhone. Sorry, it doesn't work the same way on any other device. The iPhone and iMovie on the iPhone is what you've been using, and you're living proof that it's easy.
Oh, believe me, folks, if I can do it,
anybody can. But the thing I want to get across today is, you got to ask yourself, if with your business, are you putting up what Google wants? And that's information that points back to you, that when people are searching words in Google, are they finding your videos? Are they finding your web pages? Are they finding your website? Are they seeing you and hearing you and building relationships with you while you're doing something else? And if the answer is no, that's why audio and video should be brought into your marketing mix. I know you're a fan of it. That's why I'm here on your initial podcast. And I hope we'll come back and talk about it some more.
Well, we will. And we're about out of time, so I want you to do this. Give a plug for yourself. Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
There are links for me at pestcontrolmarketer.com. So what I want everybody to do from this podcast is go to pestcontrolmarketer.com, and you'll find the links to the things that I teach, like how to blog with video, how to use your iPhone to make great YouTube videos. And in fact, one of the reasons we're here today is Hal is realizing that podcasting is something that...
Did you almost call me podcast?
I was almost going to call you Paulcast. I want Hal to realize that podcasting is a... here's a statistic you probably didn't know. There are over 500 million iPhones. There's over 200 million iPads. There's 3 billion Android phones. And there's over 7 billion devices in the world that can receive your podcast.
Wow, there's almost as many iPhones as there are possums.
That's right. So what if somebody in the world who is having a problem with their marketing can hear your podcast and learn where to go and what to do? And it can make a difference in their business. That's the reason you're learning podcasting. That's the reason we've started pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com, which is going to have links to me. And I'm on a mission to help people like Hal and Hal's customers know that you can either join it or you can ignore it, but you ain't going to win fighting it.
That is absolutely true. And this is our first podcast, first of many podcasts that I will be doing. And I'll be having a lot of great guests on here, just as Mike, with some dynamite information to help you get more customers, more referrals, and grow your business. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you want to get a hold of me, go to the website, pestcontrolmarketer.com.